Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry.
"I've been out in the wilderness for 40 days with nothing to eat. I'm starving. I have to get something to eat."
"Did you say you haven't eaten for 40 days? Oh, you must be starving. If you're the Son of God, why don't you turn that rock into a nice, hot, buttery dinner roll? Ooh, I'm making myself hungry."
"The Word of God says people do not live by bread alone, but by God's Word."
"Ouch! Did you just stab me? 'Cause it felt like you just stabbed me. Okay, look, I'll give you the whole world if you'll just worship me."
"God's Word says you must worship the Lord your God and serve only Him."
"Ouch! You did it again! But I don't see a knife anywhere. I must be losing my mind. Okay, Jesus, if you're the Son of God, why don't you jump down from here? 'Cause God will order the angels to catch you so you won't hurt a bone in your body."
"The Bible says you must not test the Lord your God."
"Ouch! Not again! Oh, I'm getting out of here!"
"Maybe I should tell him the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit? Nah."
Putting God's Word in your heart is very important, but it's even more important to make sure Jesus lives in your heart. If you'd like to ask Jesus into your heart, then I want to pray with you right now. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to learn more, check out Jesus and Me Clubhouse. Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC.